We had a guest on yesterday who was heading from Mississippi into New Orleans to try and help with the cleanup over the next month. This is pretty cool. You're doing this. And this is, I guess, is it through the Red Cross?
This is through the Red Cross, yes. So in times of disaster, we are called upon to deploy our local resources anywhere throughout the country. Vice versa, we were preparing for Henri just a week or so ago, and should we have needed resources, we would have had workforce from throughout the Red Cross network coming to support us. So this is what the Red Cross is all about, mission in action here.
Well, I applaud it. And how long will you think you'll be there?
Great question. Right now, we're anticipating at least a few weeks. There's a lot of damage assessment going on. We're seeing some interesting things happening in our shelters where people are actually leaving to go back home, and we anticipate once they do that, they'll find that they have lost their home and want to come back to the shelter. So we're really in this disaster assessment phase. It could be months, depending on the resources that are needed, the shelter support, making sure that folks have a roof over their head if they've in fact lost their home. Mm-hmm. So we could be there for weeks, maybe months.
And fortunately, so far, I've heard the levees have held, unlike with Katrina. So hopefully the damage was maybe more wind than water, can be an awful problem. Again, big fan of the Red Cross. How can people support your mission and learn more? What's the best way, Stephanie?
Sure. Going right to our website, redcross.org. If you're moved to support financially in this response effort, you can go there. If you're moved to actually take action and be among our volunteer workforce, we're always looking for new volunteers, whether it's helping at a blood drive or being deployed in times of disaster like this. Our deployments require a two-week commitment, which is really a really big commitment. But we're always looking for volunteers to beef up our workforce, not only here locally in northern New England and in New Hampshire, but to help on the ground when disaster strikes.
Stephanie, is it a particular line of work where you look for someone, or someone in the medical or a home builder remodel, or just anyone who's can go for 2 weeks and help?
You know, we take anyone. We have folks among our ranks who are retired firefighters and have kind of that EMT background, that emergency response, to nurses. A part of the work that we do on the ground after a disaster is mental health counseling. When you've just lost your home, your state of mind is not in the right place. And so we do have mental health counselors working with affected clients. And so that nursing background is key there. We also have, you know, teachers. It runs the gamut. So we'll take anyone.
All right, Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
Stephanie's Dave Rogers. I just wanted to chime in real quick. I think it was 4 years ago, maybe five. I had an opportunity, just in terms of timing and where I was in life, when Hurricane Irma hit the Florida Keys. I actually did what it is that you're asking people to do. I went down and volunteered. I ended up down in the Keys for a month. And I will say, wow, it's going to be arduous living conditions if it's anything like that. But also, it is one of the most rewarding things I've ever done,
really,
in my life. I look back on it as an inflection point in my life, where so it's something that if you have any inkling at all and the bandwidth to do it, I really recommend that people be able to think about taking this opportunity to help out.
That's nice. Thank you, Dave, for doing that.
Thank you so much for sharing that story. I think it's an important aspect to put that human piece behind it, that human story, because it does change your life. We've had volunteers come back and just tell the story about their time on deployment and the people that they met and the impact that they felt. And it's truly something that you'll never probably experience again unless you have that opportunity. So thank you for giving your time in that way.
Stephanie, good luck. Speed, thank you for being there. The Red Cross, thank you for joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire. Thank you, Stephanie.
I appreciate the time. Thank you both. Have a great day.